And welcome in Voluntary Reaction here on Fan Run Radio. A Father's Day bummer for the Vols. The pink daddy hat was never seen on Father's Day. As we drink from the keg of despair tonight, we are reminded, Bear, that for Tennessee fans, misery is our daddy.
Yeah, you know, I'm not. It's not over. That's the one thing that's given me hope. You know, I mean, that is the one bright side.
It's been done three times this century. Teams coming back from after losing the first game of the College World Series to win a national championship. South Carolina did it in 2010. Oregon State has done it twice, including in 2019. So Tennessee it's not done yet for certain, but they've put themselves in a tough spot here after a game one 6-0 shutout loss to Virginia on a day when several recurring themes that we've talked about for most of the season come back to haunt the Vols today. Number one, stranding runners, base runners.
It's been a bad habit, and we've talked about it numerous times all year.
That
eventually it could jump out and bite us in the ass, and lo and behold, it did.
Definitely happened today. And then the other thing is leaving pitchers in a little bit too long, and maybe it's not going to matter because Sean Hundley comes in and gets rocked around a little bit there, but it felt like Chad Dallas, after he got out of that jam in the sixth, was lucky to have gotten out of it and probably was done at that point. Vitello leaves him in. He ends up giving up three runs, end up being charged to him. And at that point, it was pretty much over and done with. The Cavaliers tacking on a late run in the ninth to add a little insult to injury for Tennessee. And now Tennessee is going to the loser's bracket. We'll play again Tuesday against the loser of Mississippi State and Texas. Game getting set to start in Omaha. And, you know, Bear, I thought that the team looked a little tight today. And maybe that's another recurring theme here, because I thought that the team looked a little tight in game one against Alabama of the SEC tournament. I thought they looked a little bit tight in game one of the regional against Wright State, the Grand Slam walk-off game. Everybody remembers, of course, how that game ended, but for really nine innings, it was really frustrating for Tennessee fans to watch. And I even felt that we looked a little bit, maybe tight's not the right word, but not our usual selves, our loose, swaggering,
confident selves. No, we absolutely did not look loose at all.
I thought we didn't look that way in game one of the Super Regional against LSU last Saturday. And we ended up grinding that one out. But you'll remember in the second game, they come out on Sunday and end up just clobbering LSU. So maybe that's another recurring theme and can give Tennessee some hope that, hey, in maybe game two, they come out a little bit more loose, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more confident.
Sure.
And are able to play their kind of game. And hey, maybe that gets things rolling.
Problem is that now you're in the World Series. Nobody gets to the World Series by accident. And if you come out, obviously, tight and maybe just a touch flat without your usual swagger, I mean, you're going to get beat. It's a lot harder to grind it out in the World Series in this spot. That's just my take on it.
This was my fear of doing a baseball voluntary reaction. We commit to it, and then a really deflating loss. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how the listening audience responds today. 865-546-8200, your number if you want to get on with us. 546-8200, your number to get in on a night when Tennessee goes 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. That's not good. How about this? 0-for-4 with runners at third and less than two outs.
You are not going to win World Series games with stats like that. You're just not going to.
I mean, how many times did we have, early in the game too, did we have runners at third base and you're thinking, okay, if we can just get a
run here.
Well, if we could just get a sac fly and just get on the board and kind of pop the top here a little bit. It happened in the first inning. Liam Spence leads the bottom of the first off with a walk. Ferguson singles. All of a sudden, you got runners on the corner. Rucker strikes out. Gilbert pops up on the infield. And then Evan Russell strikes out. And from there, that dude, Abbott, was pretty much cruising. Hey, so was Chad Dallas. I mean, he pitched very well for sixth inning. He made the one mistake in the third, the home run. And, of course, you know, guy hits his first home run of the career of his season. Of course, it's against Tennessee in the College World Series. But
I mean, that we could never zero in on Abbott. I think he had us thoroughly befuddled.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty much the whole game. They never knew what was coming. They couldn't. They just couldn't dial in on him.
We come up in the bottom of the third with the top of the order out up, and you're thinking, okay, we just gave it the home run, like opening game jitters, whatever. Like you settle in, and we went down 1-2-3, and then that was pretty much it was pretty much cruising. Bottom of the fifth. Beck walks, Pete Durkay comes up and hits a single. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Connor Pavlone up, sacrifice bunt. Spence lines out, Fergie grounds out, nothing. What do you think of the decision? Connor Pavlone, I know the batting average doesn't really back it up. He struggled at the beginning of the year, but for my money right now, he's one of our three top hitters easily. What do you think about the decision to have him bunt in that situation, runners at first and second, nobody out?
I'm just not a big fan of bunting, especially with a lineup that just they're, you know, from top to bottom, that's been our thing all year. We hit. We don't do a lot of bunting.
I just feel like there's a time and place for it. I get it. It was a one-run game at the time. But like you said, I mean, that's not been this team's identity. And it feels like, you know, the game is just trending away from those small ball tactics. And you've got a chance for a really big inning there. I would have liked to have seen what would have happened if he swings away. And, hey, if we tie the game up or take the lead there, keep in mind they had their big inning in the – well, it was two innings later in the seventh. You know, the game changes at that point. There's no law that says they score four in the seventh to take the big lead. And even if they do, if we're able to make the fifth a two- or three-run inning ourselves, we're still in that game. So a couple of questions, a couple of things. It'll be interesting to hear what Vitello says after the game. I'm sure he'll be asked some of those hard questions and – as we said, it's not over yet. Tennessee will play again Tuesday night, but no room for error now as the next loss of the season will be the end for the Vols.
I'm going to have to sit here and watch this asshole DeChambeau win the U.S. Open too. Just add insult. It's been just a horrendous sports day for me.
DeChambeau has surged to the top of the leaderboard, 5 under. As he's playing well right now, Russell Henley, Rory McIlroy, Louis Oosthuizen, all one back at 4 under. And Brooks Koepka is surging too. He's got a nice round going, 2 under through 12. He's only 3 shots back. What a story that would be.
Because they would have to, the way the rules are, if they end up tied today, we'd get an 18-hole playoff between those two that hate each other.
That would be great for the game.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on Voluntary Reaction. Chubb in Georgia. What's up, Chubb?
Why, Russell, Bear, it's good to talk to you guys again. Why am I redneck mad in June?
because you've fallen in love with baseball. You've dared to dream. You've dared to put yourself back out there, and you care. You care, and the team came up small in a big moment, and it hurts, and that's okay, Chubb. It's okay to hurt. It shows you still care.
What are we dragging out the hurt for following Vol Sports all year long now? Is this what it is? Not a fun thing.
The pessimist would say this is just another turn in the government experiment that is Tennessee sports, seeing how much a group of people can stand before they totally snap and say, okay, that nothing we could do in football make them snap. Nothing we do in basketball make them snap. How about this? How about we tease them? We send them a super energetic, charismatic young head coach, get them all on the bandwagon for baseball, a sport they've never really cared about, and then we'll pull the rug out from under them in that too. Maybe that will finally push Tennessee fans over the edge. That's what a pessimist would say, Chubb. Not me, though. I choose to look on the bright side.
Well, definitely feel you're there, Russ. Are we app only?
We are. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, first and foremost, fuck Pauly Shore and fuck anything that Tennessee does promotion-wise, because it never works, right? Whether that's Little John, Peyton Manning, or in this case, Pauly Shore, has it ever worked? Ever.
What did we do with Pauly Shore? I missed this.
The whole Chad Dallas thing, I guess. What is it? Pauly Shore recorded a video, or ESPN reached out to him. I don't know. It just seems like everything we do promotion-wise always just comes back to bite us in the ass somehow.
Did we do a Pauly Shore video? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was on the pregame. That's where Cheese gets his name from, is from a character or from some cartoon movie that Pauly Shore was a voice of. He did the Cheese. Can you do a Pauly Shore, buddy?
No. Yeah, I had a bad experience with Pauly Shore. Not a nice guy.
Whoa. You can back the hell off of Pauly. Pauly Shore's a comedic genius.
Okay.
It's just,
we'll agree to disagree there.
Just another pathetic showing once again, a big moment, big spotlight, got the national, attention on you and everything like that, and just a big letdown, something that we at Tennessee fans come to know pretty good. I got to say, we have got to stop involving Peyton Manning into everything Tennessee. Because I don't know who put it on us, but there's a fucking curse out there with Peyton Manning.
Man, I don't know. I disagree. I disagree, Chubb. I mean, I think that we can't let superstition reach into this. Peyton shows up at big moments. Peyton shows up to support his university in big games. He shows up for big football games and everything. He's not going to come to see us.
He shows up with his checkbook, too.
That, too. He's not going to show up to watch us kick the crap out of Tennessee Tech. It won't be a curse anymore if we stop sucking in football. If he shows up to watch us beat Georgia, then, and we have a good team, then nobody's going to be running around talking about how it's a curse or anything like that. So that would be my thing is stop sucking and it won't be a curse. Anything else, Chubb?
No, just I think I saw a tweet out there. It was with Oregon State or someone had lost first game and went on to win the World Series. So I'm not totally out of it. Shitty day. Sucks that I had to be on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there that's a dad. But I think, I'm trying to be optimistic, and I'm going to think good thoughts, and I'm really pulling for this Tennessee team because, I am redneck mad in June, but, hey, I'm redneck mad in June for Tennessee Vols. So let's go, baby.
Thank you. Thank you, Chubb. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the voluntary reaction here on this Father's Day edition. What time will we play? Do we know what time the game is Tuesday?
No, I mean, I'm assuming it will probably be you know, 4 o'clock or right in the middle of our show.
There's no scenario in which we play Wednesday, is there? I should have looked ahead at this, huh?
I don't think so. Why?
Yeah, we play at 2 p.m. Tuesday on ESPNU.
On the U?
Yeah.
On a Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah.
Why would they have us on the U? What the hell's going on that day?
I don't know. This college baseball thing, it's important to keep perspective. I don't know if it's important. Hey, get excited about whatever you want to get excited about, right?
Sure.
But today's game was on ESPN2, right? We were all super excited about this. To us, this feels like the biggest sporting event of the year today. It's a Super Bowl-type moment for Tennessee fans. Do you know what ESPN was showing during this game?
No.
MLS soccer. So that's kind of where the sport of college baseball, it's still a niche sport, and that doesn't mean that it should be any less significant or we shouldn't pay attention to it or invest in it or whatever, but the sport is still not arrived on the national stage. It's not something that's going to attract more eyeballs than MLS soccer, which I think we would all agree is something that very few of us have interest in.
I don't think I've ever even watched a game, name a player, anything.
So, yeah, 2 p.m. on ESPNU for a loser's bracket game of the College World Series. That's just where the sport is right now. But I would say there's probably a time when some of these games might not have been televised at all or might have been in even less advantageous spot than that.
Right.
So we'll see. Let's get Ryan in here next. We keep things rolling. 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in, Ryan, you're on Voluntary Reaction. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to give a huge shout out to all the fathers, obviously. Happy Father's Day above everything, you know, even if we take the L. Just hope everybody's having a good day. Just want to make a quick few points. I listen to you all religiously, rarely call in, mostly during basketball season, but I'm still a big baseball fan. Hey, hats off to Virginia. Don't have a bad thing to say about them. They had a lot of breaks go their way today. We didn't play anywhere near where our standard is. I think that's clearly evident. The bats have got to get going. Just one or two things I did want to point out. Just want to get your all's thoughts on. First, you all mentioned the Pavloni situation. You know, first and second, no outs, bunting. I think I can see it both ways. Bunting to get them second and third with no out or with one out. You know, all you need is a base hit from your best hitter in the lineup. You know, Spence comes in, hits one in the gap, shoots one in the gap, you're up 2-1. He very unfortunate. And I will say something that I saw during the game is when we did go second and third with one out, Spence up, Virginia elected to play their infield at normal depth. They were willing to give up that one run to get an out, which is what led to the line drive out at second. You know, if you're thinking if you get your infield in, that line drive scores too easily. Spence is on first. And, you know, best case scenario, if that right fielder tries to make a throw, maybe he takes second. You never know. So it's just it kind of felt like a game like that from the first inning. It was kind of like, you know, just nothing was going our way. Obviously, we couldn't hit. I don't know what they were doing at the plate, to be honest with you. It just, like you all said, it just didn't feel like that same team that was aggressive, that knew it looked like it always looks like they know what's coming. Today it didn't look like they ever knew what was coming. And so that whole Pavloni situation, I can see it both ways. But again, like I said, I don't have a bad thing to say about UVA. You know, were they the better team? They might be the better team right now. They got hot at the right time, which is what you got to do in college sports. You know, but hats off to them. And that's a good thing about college baseball and baseball in general is, you know, it's not single limb. You play another day and, we'll see what we can do on Tuesday.
Good stuff, Ryan. Appreciate the phone call, my man. Yeah, I'm not jumping down Tony's throat about the bunt, and it very well might not have mattered because we end up giving up six runs on the day. But, I guarantee you, that's something he'll think about tonight when he puts his head on the pillows. Like, man, what would have happened? What if Pav would have put one in the gap, or you know, just even a nice single, like he's talking about, just a base hit, and we go up 2-1, and then all of a sudden, is it a different game? Can I get a little bit more out of Cheese? Because, you know, do they pull their pitcher a little bit earlier? Do we get to the bullpen? It just changes the whole mentality. So that was definitely an interesting point in the ballgame to me. 865-546-8200, your number. It's voluntary reaction day when Tennessee falls to Virginia by a final of 6-0. And it is on to the loser's bracket, a 2 p.m. Tuesday start for Tennessee against the loser of Texas or Mississippi State. Was it a choke job today by the Vols?
No.
Did we choke? Or do you just take your hat off to Virginia and say, job well done to the Cavs?
I don't know. I mean, Abbott was on fire. And we played, you know, like shit, especially on offense.
Some would call that a choke job. I'm not gonna say it. To me, a choke job. Philadelphia 76ers the other night. That's a choke job. You practically have the game won, and you end up blowing it. That's to me the definition of a choke job. We were never really, we were never to that point today. So. Now, if you come out and you lay an egg and you're 2-done Tuesday, I think that there will be those out there who say, you know what, your team was the third overall seed heading into the tournament. You got a friendly draw to begin the College World Series, playing a team that was unranked coming in. You got shut out. And then you get bounced in the loser's bracket. Yeah, I mean, there'll be some criticism come this club's way. But we'll see. My bet is they come out with a little bit different level of intensity on Tuesday night. We'll talk about the report from 247 about the LSU job coming up here in just a second. Let's get a call from Will. Hello, Will. You're on Voluntary Reaction.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time here. Calling in because I'm, honest to God, probably a bigger baseball fan than football and basketball combined. Not just Tennessee sports, but, like, just sports all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hurting today. You know, you take off, you go drive, went down to see my parents today from Maryville. You know, you're like sitting there with the good old dad, you know, having a few brewskis, and then all of a sudden, boom. 5-0. You're like, you got to be kidding me. It's rough, guys. It's rough. So I like to have Mr. Optimistic Russell here. I do appreciate that. But I do have one comment. So my comment is, as a diehard baseball fan, I really do appreciate the small ball that Virginia was playing, especially what was that, in the seventh? I mean, that was just textbook, you know? I mean, it's just one stolen base, you know, base hit, boom, run. You know, stolen base hit, run. Stolen base hit, run. It's like, how many times are we going to let that happen? But going back to that, that being said, I appreciate the bunt by Pavloni. That was kudos to that, because I'm a huge Braves fan. You talk about kick to the nuts. But, you know, they're terrible too. But, you know, it turns out, in my opinion, that when you get to these championship moments, and it happens in MLB too, it's a small ball game. And, I mean, I know that we're a power-hitting team, but it's just – it's rough. And so, as a baseball fan, I guess this is just my two cents worth. I really do appreciate the small ball, and I think that's what we got to have more of going forward. But it's just sad. The only other thing is just peak Tennessee. You know, the kid whose dad had cancer or whatever it was, and he gets his first home run, you're like, yeah, that's the most Tennessee thing to ever happen. So it's just, what do we do? How do we go home from this?
I mean, there's only one way forward, and obviously is to win on Tuesday. And you've got to get your psyche right for this game. And, hey, man, whoever you play on Tuesday is going to be playing their second-best pitcher. We're starting Blade Tidwell. You've got to get those bats going right now, because this is a team that, second or third in the nation in home runs, routinely put up big numbers throughout the season, throughout the postseason, really. And to come out and get shut out, that's you're a little bit rattled. And I think the fans are a little bit rattled right now. It's not the team we're used to seeing. And, you know, what else is interesting is you're down 1-0, right? And, yeah, that pitcher's cruising. But I think a lot – speaking for myself personally, I had confidence, man. I had faith. It's like we've seen this team rally late all year long. A one-run deficit is nothing to get too worried about, right? They're going to – They're being very patient. We were very patient at the plate, taking a lot of pitches, making him throw a lot of pitches. We're going to get into the bullpen at some point, and then we'll pull it out. We'll do what we have to do. We'll come from behind. I never lost faith until even in the seventh, they score a run. It's like, okay, it's 2-0. Okay, it's 3-0. This is going to be hard. Once it got to 4-0, it started to feel different, right? Once it got 4 or 5 runs, and then all of a sudden you're looking up, you're like, man, we're just not seeing the ball right now. I don't know about this. So that was a little bit different too. There's some new experiences out there, unfortunately.
Get off here. I don't know if you guys remember back. I don't remember who was doing VR. But after the Auburn game, Auburn football lost. There was somebody that talked about called in. They had a few, and they were talking in about they had placed some curse, or like they sold themselves to the devil. I don't know if you guys remember this. Anybody that remembers this, but like they specifically, whoever that is, and all I can think about with everything that happens from here on, when we lost in basketball this year at home, you know, the first round bounce to Oregon State. You can even, you know, whatever you want to call it, and then it's like this. You know, it's like, man, tell you what, I'm not blaming it on Peyton either. Like the previous caller said, with the pocketbook, I get it. But I don't know what we did. But talk about peak Tennessee and all that. But slow. Stretch it out. Stretch out the groin kicking all year.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all keep doing it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, Will. Appreciate it. 865-546-8200. Will drops off. That creates a line available for you if you want to talk about it here on Volunteer Reaction. We get through it together. Luckily for you, luckily for the Tennessee fan base, we have lots of experience. I should be a licensed therapist by now. Years of coaching Tennessee fans through heartbreaking, disastrous, demoralizing football losses has left me personally more than prepared for this. We have been in this situation before. It's going to be okay.
And we play on Tuesday.
The sun will rise tomorrow. Tony Vitello is your baseball coach. He's not going anywhere. Let's talk about the report from LSU's 247 website. And actually, this is an aggregate of a piece that Glenn Gilbo wrote for the Lafayette Daily Advertiser. LSU trying to fill the pulmonary spot. They have interviewed, according to Glenn Gilbo, Ole Miss coach Mike Bianco, East Carolina coach Cliff Godwin. And yet, neither of those two has been offered the job. So, LSU Athletics Director Scott Woodward is reportedly shown interest in 3 coaches currently coaching their programs in the College World Series. Arizona coach Jay Johnson, Vanderbilt coach Tim Corbin, and Tennessee coach Tony Vitello. I mean, they certainly think highly of their job down there. It's you can interview 2 coaches that most everybody in the country, Bianco and Godwin, would love to be able to hire, and you're able to sit back there, like, okay, These guys are pretty good. I want to go see what these other three guys are about. That's what they call it, the best job in the country. I don't see Corbin making that move. It seems like he is fairly entrenched at Vanderbilt. They're paying him well.
Right.
He basically has a...
I mean, he has full... He's not going to have the same advantages anywhere else that he has at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, he has a Saban-like level of control at Vandy and a Saban-like advantage in terms of roster construction.
Well, he can pay more.
Yeah.
He can give out full scholarships.
I don't know much about Jay Johnson. Obviously, Vitello would be an excellent selection for them. Several people were asking over the weekend about a piece, our interview with Tony Vitello on Friday on The Drive. And
yeah, I saw that.
He said, and I should have asked a follow-up, but as we were getting set to play Jam or Not a Jam, the thing was we had prepared a wrestling entrance music themed edition of Jam or Not a Jam, this stupid game right. We play on The Drive. And so we were all excited about that. And Vitello, and as I explained that to Tony, he says, he laughed and said, that's funny because I heard from an LSU booster at the Super Regional that our environment was like a WWE wrestling match. And we all kind of laughed, didn't think anything of it. In hindsight, I should have thought, what the hell are you doing talking to an LSU booster?
Exactly.
But I went back and listened to it. I mean, I did not necessarily take from that comment that I was having a one-on-one conversation with an LSU booster. We met over drinks at Ruth's Chris or at a hotel or something. That, like, it very easily could have been like, I heard from, and somebody else was talking to it. We were hosting these folks like they do in these series. So I didn't exactly take it like that. But I do wonder, where exactly did you hear from this LSU booster, Tony Vitello? Hey, man, I'm sure they've put out feelers to him. They wouldn't be doing a good coaching search if they haven't. But my position has not really changed based off everything that we've heard. It sounds like Tennessee is doing right by Tony Vitello in terms of the number we've heard is $1.6 million, which is over doubling his salary and making him among the highest paid coaches in college baseball. And then we're talking about a massive redo of Lindsey Nelson Stadium to transform it from a facility that quite frankly ranks in the bottom third or fourth of the SEC into something that gets it up near the top. So I'm not as worried about it. I've maintained on the worry meter with zero being there's no chance he leaves and 10 being he's gone. I've been at about a 3 for the past several weeks, and that hasn't really changed.
I'm still at a 1.
Not hardly worried at all?
Nah.
I feel a lot better if LSU went ahead and made a hire, although if they hire Bianco, I mean, I'm sure that –
I moved to 0 if the Ole Miss job is open. That's delusions of grandeur down there.
They do have maybe the nicest facility in the country.
Yeah, but and it's one that somebody else built. What he's got here is he's got everybody willing to open up their wallets, and he's going to get to design a state-of-the-art facility. It's going to be to his, you know, I mean, he's head coach.
They do have Joey Freshwater. I mean, a tag team the likes of which college athletics has never seen. That would be I don't know if there's any city that could handle that, let alone the burgeoning metropolis of Oxford, Mississippi.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, it's disappointing, man. I get it from Tennessee fans who are not feeling it. It's Father's Day. Folks want to get out to the porch and grill out a little bit and maybe drink a few pops and drown their sorrows as we drink, I say, again, from the keg of despair unfortunately, this evening in Big Orange Country. But Tennessee will bounce back, and we'll see what the future holds Tuesday. Do you have a preference, Bear, between Texas and Mississippi State?
No, not at this point.
I mean, Texas would be a pretty cool matchup. It doesn't seem like we get to play them in anything other than basketball. The two orange and white UTs going at it, all the history between our two states. Mississippi State, though, we pounded their eyes shut less than a month ago.
They're still dangerous, though. I feel like. I don't know if they're as dangerous as Texas, but they're definitely a dangerous baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's dangerous at this point.
Yeah.
But go ahead and bring me the Bulldogs, though, if given the choice. I'm not an expert on either roster by any stretch of the imagination. I've heard that Texas, much like Vanderbilt, is very strong with two excellent starting pitchers. So you got to think if we are playing, then they probably bring a pretty good starting pitcher to that matchup. It will take another excellent performance by Blade Tidwell. And then, I mean, we still have not seen Will Heflin.
No.
He hasn't pitched in about, what, 2 months now? I know it's only 2 weeks. It feels like it's been longer than that. But I almost wondered if we might see him today. But we have not. It's been a minute since Will Heflin has seen the mound for Tennessee. Eric says it's a choke when you leave 8-plus runners on base. Wes says the amount of players left in scoring positions, especially with less than two outs, is a choke job. Oh, my goodness. The always hospitable environs of Vol Twitter are not taking kindly to the choke or not a choke question. Let's talk to Hillbilly Bopper on voluntary reaction. What's up, Bopper?
Hold on. Dealing with a spider.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Bopper, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, just headed to the Braves game for the Father's Day game tonight.
Hey, cool.
Hopefully, I'm not going to see another choke job with them and the Cardinals. But, no, I don't think it's a choke job, Rush. You know, I think that it's like, you know, when Arkansas went into that series and, you know, they lost two straight to get put out. That's a choke job. I think these guys will battle back and hopefully have an opportunity to show some more muster and hopefully play Virginia again because, man, they just got a bad draw with Virginia. Virginia's a hot team. We saw that today. And, you know, I get it. I mean, I can take, you know, the whole deal with the bunt, but, you know, that strike zone wasn't looking too hot today anyways for either side, even though we got some lucky calls. But yeah, I think the opportunity that we're going to have going forward is going to be even greater if we can at least get maybe State. I'd like to see us play Texas, like you're talking earlier. But if we get State again, get that draw and make it out and keep going forward. But you know, everybody says you don't like to be in a loser's bracket, but here we are. So
nothing you can do about it now, Bopper. You're there.
No,
you got to jump in and swim, right?
That's it, man. You know, dive in head first and don't drown. I mean, it's gonna wear on them hard tonight. But you know, they've got a few days to take a look back at it and say, hey, here's what we did wrong. Here's what we can step up and do on the next game. I mean, you win some, you lose some in baseball. You know, it's not like football where you just keep moving on and losing every. You know, you've got another opportunity to take it and. Don't take in the shorts again, but get done. You know, get it done. But, yeah, well, I hope you guys have a good rest of your day and happy Father's Day to those that are fathers. And hope you guys have a good time this week. I'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, Bopper. You enjoy the Braves and Cards tonight, a battle of two middling National League baseball teams. Don't think either of those fan bases are penciling in a ticket to the World Series in the majors this year. Yeah, it's frustrating for sure, but like Bopper said, there's a reason it's baseball. You play a bunch more games. There's a reason it's double elimination. You play series.
Absolutely.
Because anything can happen in a one-off type situation. Tony Vitello says, quote, clearly we got beat today in a lot of different facets. Andrew Abbott was fantastic. Vitello says, quote, when they opened up the big league, we kind of uncharacteristically lost our edge. Our fans who made the trip deserved better.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up over it, TV. It's okay. I stand by what I said earlier, Bear.
What's that, Russ?
We make the College World Series. To me, it's all gravy from there. I know today hurts. I'm not necessarily expecting a national championship. I very much think this team is capable of winning one, but I'm not expecting it. And no matter what happens tonight or Tuesday night, to me, this has already been right up there with the most successful seasons in the history of Tennessee baseball.
Oh, sure.
Maybe the most successful. You know, we've only been to this point four times before in school history. We've never won it all. So the fact that we've been able to get to this stage, have the kind of ride we have, to me, trying to maintain a little bit of perspective, it is hard when you're watching your team get shut out for nine innings. But hopefully they bounce back on Tuesday and find a way to get back in this thing. We'll see. We'll see. Some buzz on Vol Twitter about a possible football commitment. It was a big visit weekend. Joey Halsley, the quarterback's coach, with a cryptic Will Ferrell from old school tweet. Awesome. So people speculating. Did somebody pop? I know there's a couple of offensive linemen, including the Addison Nichols kid, in town today.
And a kid from – do we have a kid, another kid from Kansas visiting this weekend?
Yep, Prunty. Karan Prunty, the corner, the transfer, is visiting. And then there was a kid, an offensive lineman from Baton Rouge, that was visiting today that that people were looking at, as well as an offensive lineman from Michigan. I think that's the one that was kind of on commitment watch. So perhaps some good news there. I think Tennessee fans would trade all the football commitments in the world for a win on the diamond today. But, hey, what are you going to do? All right, Bear, give me some closing thoughts. We're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. We will be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 3 and Out. Houston and the boys, 7 a.m. till 10. The drive from 3 to 6 in the afternoon, 10, 12, whatever it is, 14 quality hours of local programming right here on Fan Run Radio. We'll figure out what we're going to do on Tuesday. My guess is we will probably be off until maybe about 5 o'clock or so. We'll come on live as soon as the game is over and talk to you a little bit here on the drive. But be sure to be listening to Fan Run all week for the latest on this remarkable run to Omaha that the Baseball Vols are hopefully just getting started on.
You know, as down as we are today, we're not out of it yet. Maybe we'll get on a three-game roll here. This team is fully capable,
yep,
of winning the next three. At the end of it, if we did, it might be a little bit more exciting that way. Be the cardiac kids for the next three games. That's what I think. So we live to fight another day. That's the most important thing. It's not over yet. Season's not over, Russ.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Long way to go here. We do have another big game. This team does its best work when its backs are up against the wall. Talked earlier about how even while we were struggling in the fifth, sixth inning, leaving all those runners on base, until that fateful seventh inning when we fell behind 5-0, I was still confident. And even then, I think we were all kind of like, 5-0. We've seen this team pull out miracles before. Like, it's possible. It's, you know, the percentages went down drastically at that point, of course. But maybe just being behind a lot in the first game of a double elimination tournament is not the back against the wall position that it takes to bring out the best in this team. Maybe actually losing that game and truly getting into a, well, you can't lose anymore position is what this team is looking for. We'll find out on Tuesday. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Hope you enjoy the evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to Voluntary Reaction. Hey, this golf tournament's looking good, Bear. Looking like an exciting finish out in San Diego.
All right.
Look at all these big names. DeChambeau, Morikawa, Rahm, McIlroy, Oosthuizen, Koepka.
I hate him.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Enjoy it, folks. Don't forget, we start bright and early, 7 a.m. right here on Fan Run Radio. Tomorrow for Bear, I'm Russell. It's Voluntary Reaction. Have a great evening.